Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, into the 1 o'clock hour on this Thursday. Hope everybody's having a fantastic day. We'll get to a proposal that's out there for college football from one coach in particular in the Big Ten about how he thinks they can pull off a spring football season. A little bit of news also here during the break from potentially the ACC. Reports down in Florida that Florida State President John Thrasher says the ACC presidents are meeting at 4:30 today. He thinks it will be the final decision on whether to play. So keep an eye out for that. The ACC may be making a decision, just like the Big 12 and the SEC have made, which is to continue to move forward with college football in the fall. But it's time for some broadcast news. We do this each and every Thursday when we welcome in, once again, Harold Kuntz over at Fox 4. Of course, sports reporter over there. Let's start there with college football, Harold, man. Like, the Big 12, they're moving forward. The ACC, maybe we'll learn this afternoon if they're 100% all in for the fall. What has your reaction been for what this mess over the last few days has been maybe cleared up temporarily outside of the Big 10 and the Pac-12?
Yeah, you're definitely right. It is a mess, and we'll see going forward how if it sticks. And I'm kind of interested to see how the ACC meets up because, again, you know, people forget about the ACC. You've got teams in Massachusetts and Florida. I mean, except for Boston College and Miami, and then you go to Notre Dame and Louisville, so you're in the Midwest. There's three different regions. So, again, if you have the Big Ten that's saying that Penn State can't play, but Pitt can play, and then have a like Iowa situation where the Hawkeyes can't play, the Cyclones can. I'm just fascinated to see what is going on with the regional medical advice that everybody's getting, because obviously there's big cities like the Pac-12. All those schools are in big cities. The smallest town is Spokane, which is in Washington State. That's the smallest. Everybody else is in L.A., Seattle, Bay Area. I can kind of see where they're getting at, but the Big Ten, you have a big mix. You have teams that are in the middle of nowhere, like State College, and Iowa City, but then you have places like Northwestern, which are right outside of Chicago. ACC is all cities: Boston, Miami, Louisville. Most of those schools in North Carolina are revolved around the Raleigh Charlotte area. So it's fascinating to see how it's all kind of mixed out. And the Big 12, I guess the biggest thing the Big 12's got going for it is, with the exception of TCU, most of the cities that the colleges are in are not in, prime population areas. So that's kind of an advantage they have going for them. So it's a crapshoot. We're all learning things, and nobody really knows what to think right now. But as of right now, we have a schedule that says, come mid-September, we'll play the football.
Maybe.
Interesting situation. Yeah.
Where's your confidence over, Harold? Like, if I made you rank it 1 out of 10, that the SEC, Big 12, and let's just call ACC, even though we're waiting for their official word on it, let's say they're supposed to all start late September. Confidence level 1 through 10, they actually play football at that time.
That's funny you mentioned that, Cody, because I was talking to my father about this. And you guys know I'm from Nashville, Tennessee originally. And my dad and I both came to the conclusion that, we grew up, trying to create pain to ourselves and watching Vanderbilt football games all the time. But, part of the thing of going to Vanderbilt football games, when Tennessee or Florida or Georgia comes to town, there's a good solid 15,000-20,000 people there that take up half the stadium at Vanderbilt. But we both came to this conclusion. The SEC, my confidence level was 15 at 1 through 10. And I say that because, to use a Southern term, it would be a high time in hell before they cancel Alabama Auburn. It's just that's just the way it's going to be. Like, if I say this with respect to anybody who's got relatives in Alabama, but they probably even agree with me when I say that, you know, if some people happen to get sickly because of the Alabama-Auburn football game, well, so. Like, it's just going to go on. You know, being from Tennessee originally, I know that I almost put my certainty level for the SEC above the NFL. And I'm not even exaggerating either. That's just how I feel. The Big 12, on the other hand, I think they've got a good plan going forward, and I like what they all said, like, okay, well, so we need to be more focused on some of the heart failures that could happen. So let's get some EKG testing in there. Let's make sure that we have, you know, we're taking care of those situations. So, and again, every week, every, you know, month, if they have to add new things, they'll add new things. I'm sure the NFL is going to realize this too. But I feel pretty confident the leagues that have said they're still playing football will still play football. My confidence level that we get through it all the way safely and without a hitch, like this is any other normal year. I mean, we'll knock it down to like a 7 or 8, because I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a team or two that has, like, you know, let's hope it's not as bad as the Marlins, or especially not as bad as the Cardinals, just for the safety and security of those kids. But it definitely could be a situation where we have some postponements, but that's what it puts into 5 weeks in everybody's schedule. So it's going to be interesting to see going forward.
Some breaking news coming in from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. The Chiefs, according to his sources, are closing in on signing star tight end Travis Kelce to a long-term extension, at least 5 years. That keeps him in KC, obviously, for the foreseeable future. No details yet specifically on what the number is, Harold, as we're talking with Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 as well here. The news earlier today was George Kittle, guys, and we were having a discussion earlier on the show about, all right, now the number set, highest paid tight end is George Kittle. It's $15 million on average per year. But what is the number going to be for Kelce now? Could they work out? There's 2 years left on his contract. How close does he get to 15? How would you structure it? What's your reaction to this, Harold? Because I think the way I look at it is I could see them with, there's $11 million cap hit currently for Kelce this year, $9 million next year. They've got $15 million in cap space on this 2020 season, so maybe you're able to front load essentially, and you've got some money to work here on year one, and then maybe the rest does come on year four and five.
I've learned first and foremost to never really question what Brett Veach and Grant Tillis are doing up there, because whatever wizardry they're doing with the calculator or abacus, whatever they're doing over there, it's
working. God.
And I think let's measure it this way. Let's go with Tittle. You know, you see what his value is to the team in terms of what he is as a weapon to that offense, making Jimmy Garoppolo look good. Travis Kelce, I would argue, is quite up there in the upper echelon of targets there. I mean, he makes that offense go just as much as anybody else does. He's a star. He's still young. He's still got his legs. And you got to keep him. You got to make sure that you preserve your key pieces.
They're not.
And also, let's think about this, tight end-wise. Who's got a backup at the position? So he's certainly very valuable, even more so as a blocker, too. But you saw that game against Houston. I mean, where was Mahomes' outlet? Kelce. And we're seeing it more and more with NFL offense. The best NFL offense, you look at it, Brady has drawn. Brady has brought down in Tampa Bay. You have Garoppolo, who has Kittle. Mahomes has Kelce. Like, good offenses go through a good tight end. And they are just as key to offense as anybody else. And now they're starting to see that the tight ends have their worth. It's kind of the same way we saw the defensive end saw that they had their worth. So they're just starting to get their bigger piece of the pie.
Harold Kuntz, Fox 4 sports reporter here in Kansas City. We'll let you go, man. Obviously, some breaking news here in KC. I know you got some work to do as well. And we'll continue to check in with you maybe next week. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, man.
There you go. Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 here in KC. His reaction there to the breaking news from Ian Rappaport, which again is a source telling him the Chiefs are closing in. Didn't say it was finalized yet, but closing in on a signing with Travis Kelce on a long-term extension.
If it's 5 years,
at least 5 years.
Yeah. Now they're saying 5-year extension or 5 years total in that deal. That would sound like an extension would be 7 years on that deal. My thought is that it's a 5-year total.
So three
deal.
More. So 3 more years.
So 3 more years beyond that. That would get him pretty close to retiring a Chief. Not all the way there, but pretty close. I've told you my feelings before. If you give single contracts to regular, everyday NFL players, you give second contracts to Pro Bowl level players, and you give third contracts to possible Hall of Famers, guess what Travis Kelce is? A possible Hall of Famer one day. The question I continuously ask myself is, even after what they worked, started 2 days ago, you're like, hey man, why are they moving this Okafor money around? Feels like something's coming. Well, they're moving it around to sign Travis Kelce, but dear God, can Brant Hills and Brett Veach handle my finances? Because this is insane.
I didn't think that that money was for Travis Kelce. Like, I just didn't think that they were going to get an extension done this quickly. It's fine. Like, use the money, and they're using it. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah, with all the cap space, it was roll it over or make sure you find a way to take care of Travis Kelce. And it appears they're taking care of Travis Kelce, and some of that still could be rolled over. We'll see what the dollar amount, again, we're keeping an eye out for that. But knowing where Travis Kelce currently was slotted, he had signed that five-year $46 million contract. And
which is
his
peanuts.
Yeah, and this year, the cap hit was $11.2 million. Next year was going to be right at $9 million. And that would have put him into his age 32 season in 2022. Now you're talking about, and I agree the way you read that from Rapport, 5 year. It's probably not a 5 year extension. It's probably a 3 year extension, which keeps him here for the next 5 years, including this year. So 2020 all the way through 2025, or at the end of the 2025 season. And so how do they move the money around? We know that over the cap is reporting the cap figure for the Chiefs based off of opt outs, based off of the Okafor restructure, that they had around $15 million in cap space. So how do they go about structuring it will be very interesting. They've got room, though, to bump his cap hit, his yearly cash number, which is the yearly cash, $9.2 million this year. They can bump that up a couple million dollars even, Cody, and still
try to save themselves some of the back end of this.
Still have over $10 million in cap space for this year. They could give him $4 million this year, get him close here, and this year they could get near that $15 million average that Kittle's getting.
Do you
on
think
his
he's
going to
get that 5 years, 75?
Because no,
I think it's
going to
be
no,
more
no,
like
no, it's not 5 years,
but five for 65 yeah, total or
it,
something.
It's not going to be 575, but I could see where this year in 2020, while the Chiefs actually have $15 million in cap space and he's already at $11.2 million cap
hit,
they could jump the number in a big way. Next year, the number may stay at $9 million. Maybe go up a little bit, Cody. Doesn't go up much. $9 million because of the cap uncertainty. And then if it's a five, if it's truly a three-year extension, 2023, 2024, then you could have the number rise again.
I am a little bit hopeful, seeing how they've been working towards this extension for a while, that maybe the numbers they were talking were below Kittle's. Like, Kittle's deal got done today, and he
reported
this is supposed to get done in the next couple of days. But if you were Kelce and you're already negotiating a number, then you see Kittle's number, you'd be like, damn, 15?
I don't think he's getting over the... He's not getting...
All right, let's take our shots in the dark. 5 years total, let's say, is what it ends up being, because Rappaport's a little unclear if the extension itself is 5 years or if he's going to be here for 5 years, 3 year extension, 2 years of the final. Like, and it could be a 5 year extension is in there just tearing up the previous 2 years of the deal.
It's possible as well.
In which he had zero guaranteed money coming into those years. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like 65. Someone would take something different than that? Which honestly, for a guy who produces at his level, that seems dirt cheap to me.
Yeah, by the way, Jeremy Fowler reporting from ESPN that the Chiefs agreed to parameters on he's saying a 4 year extension. That would tie him for the next six seasons. So that would be 2020 this year, next year, and then four more after that is what Fowler's reporting.
Which would put him through age 36?
He's
30 now, right?
Correct. He's 30 now, turns 31 in October.
About 36, 37-year-old season. I'm good with that. He's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
I got no problems with signing future Hall of Famers, these kind of deal. He hasn't had severe injury issues. He's been consistently productive. He's Travis. He's technically Patrick Mahomes' favorite weapon because he targets and throws to him more than anyone else in the entire offense.
Nobody should be upset.
I don't
want to
just be banging the drum. There's risk in any contract, but I mean, this is a perfect deal in my opinion.
Yeah. So it just depends on, I guess, the details, because Rappaport's making it seem like it's an addition to the 2 years, and Fowler's making it seem like it's a 4 year extension in addition to the 2 years as well. So it doesn't seem like it's a rip it up. It doesn't seem like it's a rip it up the next 2 years and start over. It seems like it's truly adding on. Doesn't mean just because they're doing that, though, doesn't mean they don't move some of this money around that's slated to be paid in 2020, 2021. Just keep in mind, we know what the cap situation potentially is going to be.
Well, they
right
can
now,
get a
you know,
signing
right
bonus
now, you know, it's
that out.
Yeah, right. I mean, they can also, they can convert it all the way around into where, remember, Chris Jones didn't even get a single cent signing bonus. Did not get a single cent on the signing bonus to make it work for the cap. They've got $15 million, though, in this year. Next year, the cap's probably going down. The year after that, hopefully it stabilizes itself a little bit. This is where I think also the Saturday NFL game possibility helps for next year's cap. If they have Saturday NFL games for this year, that can help next year's cap. All that comes into play. But this very, I mean, none of us are surprised. We've been talking about waiting on Kittle to have Kelce get a deal for a while on this show, but did not expect that 4 hours after Kittle's deal reportedly was done, that now Kelce and the Chiefs are near the finish line on his extension.
No, it's a tremendous accomplishment in this offseason. What an offseason. Like, I mean, for a second, this is ludicrous, right? They have signed Patrick Mahomes to a $500 million deal, Chris Jones to an $80 million deal. They're signing Travis Kelce to an extension of either, you know, 4 or 5 years, depending on which person has the exact years of the contract, right? They brought in, and that's not the only thing they get done. And seemingly, sort of, earlier this week, we're saying, like, everyone is seemingly taking a pay cut. Essentially, Okafor was guaranteed no more money. He was guaranteed less just to get Kelce done. Like, he didn't have to take that deal. He could get cut and try to go to a different team and could have handled his situation differently, but just straight up took a cut. And he was a productive player. He's not the kind of player who just took a cut to avoid being cut. He wants to be on the Chiefs. I feel like we've seen a consistent theme in that department.
A productive player coming off of an injury as well. Sure. With the pandemic, like,
it's a weird time to be looking for a job. I get it.
Yeah. So it might have been. Yeah. No, he did them a favor. But yeah, it could have been, we're going to have to let you go if you don't take this pay cut. But yes, we've seen more players willing to do that and be flexible in a way that I can't ever remember players doing that for a single team.
Yeah,
it's a lot of numbers stacking up in the we moved money around department, okay?
No,
Joel Corey's going to join us tomorrow at 12:10. I'll ask him.
Yeah, he's going to join us on the show. We'll have a chance to talk to him. And it is amazing, though, to think about what the offseason has been for the Chiefs and truly sticking to run it back. You know, like, run it back. I think when it first started outside of Kansas City, people kind of rolled their eyes at it outside of Kansas City area. And they're like, okay, whatever. But they have done that completely throughout this offseason. With every move and decision they have made, it truly has been run it back. And you're running it back without jeopardizing your future at the same time because of how they've structured the contracts. Like, that's what's impressive. It's not just run it back, we're loading up for 1 year, maybe jeopardizing the future. They haven't jeopardized the future one bit because they've been able to structure the contracts in a certain way. Now, we haven't got the final details on what Kelce's deal is going to be, but it's not going to hamper you, presumably, for the future. That's what I think makes it so much more impressive, too, in the way the Chiefs have been able to do this. Nobody thought Kelce wasn't going to be here for the long haul. I don't think anybody thought that. We've talked about this quite a bit.
Yeah, but
you now
you
have,
like,
the security. Like, I wouldn't want him past age 34. I said that, and it looks like he's going to be here past age 34. But
so your concern has got to be some, and we can get more into that. We got plenty of time to talk about Travis Kelce's new deal. I'm not saying every contract in the NFL comes with risk. Serious risk. Jeremy Fowler, by the way, reporting the money is not yet finalized, but expecting to come in just under Kittle's $15 million per year. Kelce does turn 31 in October, as he pointed out. Third contract keeping them together in keeping the band together in KC a factor. And again, if Kittle was worth $15 million, I got to be honest, so was Travis Kelce. Like, I know the age thing was always going to be thrown in
his
face.
Not for the life of the contract.
But Travis Kelce has been the most productive tight end in consecutive years, and I'm not even exaggerating, in NFL history. No tight end has been more consistently productive in an offense than Travis Kelce has been. Now, tight ends are changing, and their roles are changing and have changed over the years, but we know that no tight ends ever had four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. That's Travis Kelce. Only two had had three. That was Greg Olsen before that, another incredibly productive tight end.
No, he's worth 15, but I'm saying he's going to get that. It sounds like very just under that number. I am just saying on a yearly average, every single year at the age, if it is going to be what Fowler's saying, 35, 36, do I want to be paying him $15 million? No, that's all I'm saying. I don't know if I want to be paying a 36-year-old Travis Kelce $15 million that year at his age 36 season. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, the next 3 or 4 years, no problem with it whatsoever. After that, I don't know if I want to be paying a 36-year-old tight end $15 million a year. Now, that might have to be the trade-off in order to make all things work. But it was, if you consider, as you even, we were talking earlier, just about comparing the situations across the National Football League, and you have an owner in Jerry Jones with the Cowboys who claims COVID impacted him signing Dak Prescott. And here's another, I mean, the Chiefs signed Patrick Mahomes to a 12
their money into
Mahomes to a team. a 12-year deal, basically. You extended Chris Jones for 4 years. You extended Travis Kelce maybe for six, depending on what the actual detail is going to be. You went out and based off this offseason, you did as good as you possibly could do coming off of a championship, and you did it during a pandemic. This is, it's not hyperbolic. The Chiefs have had one of the best off seasons in NFL history.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's so over the top. How did they even get this much done? It wasn't even that long ago we were joking about them having $177 in cap space. It's like a different world ago. God, I wish I had that kind of work in my bank account. $177 in cap space four months ago, and then you just go ahead and drop a bill. Like, how much have they spent in free agency contracts? Which is where their risk comes from, by the way. In free agency dollars this year, they've spent like $700 million, right? Or $650 million. That's a ridiculous amount of offseason spending. And it'll tell you just how highly they think of the guys they have, right? Just how highly they think of this group. Because in the NFL, you do not often run. This is the exact opposite of the Patriots model. For the ones that people are like, hey, how do you have the kind of run the Patriots had? This is how they've done it. They always let players go and then saved money on the back end and had these things and finagled and dealt. That's the way they handled those things, Gold, moving forward a lot on there. And the Chiefs are doing it the opposite way. They're holding on to all of their main stars. They have Hill, Kelce, Jones, Clark, Mahomes. Matthew's only got 2 years left on his deal, or one year left on his deal. So, like, they don't have everyone locked up, but they have a majority of their stars locked up for the long term on big contracts. This is not normally how teams who try to start a dynasty do it. But with Mahomes and surrounding with the people he trusts the most, I like it. And I think there's more than one way to win, and I feel like copying someone's exact model isn't the way to do it either. You got to find your own way of doing it. And we'll find out over the next couple of years just how good of a decision it is long term. But for the next, 5 years, they have Mahomes, Hill, Kelce, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Mecole Hardman. Or at least for the next three seasons, I guess, with Mecole Hardman, because he was early. So for the next 3 seasons, they've got the entire core of their offense locked up. We're not worried about who do they take it. You know, do they need to take a tight end in the draft to kind of back? Not for a while. They can just roll on this for a little bit, start looking at some other positions.
Setting up for a dynasty, no question about it, as the Chiefs continue to run it back for the next maybe more than just 1 year. We'll see how all that turns out. We'll continue to react to the news out today in the last few minutes with Travis Kelce and the Chiefs reportedly agreeing to a 4-year extension, tying him to Casey for the next 6 seasons. We continue to do that next here on Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.